And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A Colorado man has been found guilty of felony charges related to the January 6th insurrection. Jeffrey Sable of Kittredge, which is just north of Evergreen, entered the U.S. Capitol with a hunting knife and zip ties. He was accused of assaulting a Capitol police officer who was then beaten by other members of the crowd. Sable, who's 51, will be sentenced in January. Global Fest returns today to celebrate the diversity of the city of Aurora. CPR's Elaine Tassi reports.
This year's fest includes flags from 57 countries, a fashion show representing 17, and food trucks representing 18. Chef David Diop, originally from Senegal, will serve Yassa burgers and Cheboujen on his food truck, Peking Grill.
It's a lot of culture in one city, which make the beauty of Aurora. They really come out with something amazing. Hopefully that we're going to keep the same enthusiasm this year, but I love it.
The event, back for the first time since the pandemic, is Saturday from 11 to 6 at Aurora Municipal Center. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Federal Express is laying off nearly 100 employees as it closes one of its facilities in Colorado Springs. Most of the affected workers are couriers, according to a notification letter sent to the State Labor Department. The closure takes effect in November. Another scorcher today, highs in the mid to upper 90s for the Front Range. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.